AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. U.S. Foods tops food distribution after a 7% week, with participation still short of a stronger confirmation test. USFD closed at $98.31, just 3.7% below its 52-week high, as a fresh 4-week rebound put the food distributor at the front of its industry group. The move is constructive, but volume and reversal risk keep the read balanced. Research brief. U.S. Foods gained 7.0% in the latest completed week and 20.1% over 4 weeks, ranking first in the U.S. food distribution industry for the week. The trend backdrop is active, and price sits 12.8% above the weekly trend line, but volume was only 1.2 times the 13-week average, and the stock trades 51.6% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. USFD closed at $98.31 on 26 June, 88.2% of the way through its 52-week range, and 3.7% below the $102.10 high. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with a 3-week streak, while market dynamics and relative strength are both positive. 3. Volume reached 15.4 million shares, above the 13-week average of 12.4 million and 52-week average of 11.7 million, but still below the 1.5x threshold that would show stronger sponsorship. 4. Food distribution breadth is healthier than the broader consumer defensive group, with 60.0% positive readings across trend, market dynamics, and relative strength. 5. Risk is not absent. The 52-week split shows 27 downside weeks versus 25 upside weeks. Recent volatility is 4.6%, and 10 reversal markers remain in the recent smart money tape. Industry outperformance stands out inside a mixed defensive sector. U.S. Foods delivered one of the cleaner weekly advances in consumer defensive, rising 7.0%, while the sector average gained 3.1%. Within U.S. food distribution, the move was more distinctive. USFD ranked first for the week among 10 peers and second over 4 weeks with a 20.1% return. Performance Food Group also rose 6.6%, Sysco added 5.2%, and Mission Produce gained 6.7%, but U.S. Foods carried the strongest current industry rank on the week. The sector backdrop is less uniform. Consumer defensive trend breadth is only 47.0%, positive market dynamics breadth is 52.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 36.0%. Food distribution looks firmer by comparison, with all three breadth measures at 60.0%. That peer context matters. USFD is not moving in isolation, but its latest week outpaced a sector where relative strength remains selective. Price action is constructive, but the fair value gap is stretched. USFD closed at $98.31, putting the stock 12.8% above its weekly trend line at $87.12 and 88.2% of the way between its 52-week low of $69.88 and high of $102.10. The drawdown from the high is only 3.7%, so the next test is whether buyers can press the stock through the high-water area without a loss of urgency. The ShareMaestro fair value reading is $64.86, leaving price at a 51.6% premium. That does not negate the trend, but it does change the risk profile. At this range location, fresh upside depends more heavily on continued relative strength, industry follow-through, and volume confirmation, rather than simple recovery from a depressed base. Trend signal is active, while market dynamics is positive, but not emphatic. The weekly trend backdrop is active, and the stock has now held that state for 3 weeks. Momentum is broad across timeframes. 1 week return is 7.0%, 4 week return is 20.1%, 12 week return is 9.3%, 26 week return is 28.7%, and 52 week return is 27.2%. Trend breadth across the stock's own 52 week window is 65.4%, with 34 active weeks. Market dynamics has turned positive at 0.03 after negative readings through much of May and early June, and relative strength improved to 9.62. Still, the signal state is not a full-throttle read. Activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and the overall expectancy gauge is undecided at 50.46%. The article evidence is therefore constructive, but not one-sided. Volume confirms interest, not conviction. The latest advance came on 15.4 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average of 12.4 million, and 1.3 times the 52-week average of 11.7 million. That is supportive participation, especially after the prior week's 1.5% pullback on 12.9 million shares. but it is not yet heavy enough to settle the confirmation question. Recent volume history shows stronger sponsorship was present earlier in the year, including 19.9 million shares during the 6 February advance and 23.2 million shares during the 13 February gain. For the next weekly read, the key watch points are whether USFD can challenge $102.10, whether activity pressure remains positive, and whether volume moves closer to or above 1.5 times the 13-week average. A failure near the high with fading pressure would shift attention back to the trend line at $87.12. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.